I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, Promoting Civil Government School System Abolition. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, we are told about Uzziah, who did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did, and he sought God in the days of Zechariah. But when Uzziah was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. There is indeed a difference between civil government and church government. While the forms of each may change over time, the spirit of each does not. We cannot go to God with our sin. We need a priest. The church government proclaims this in modern times. Before Jesus, it was the priests of the line of Aaron who were designated as intercessors on behalf of other humans. The critical point here you should understand is that all humans are supposed to know that an individual's sin must be atoned for. The way all humans know this is by the church government proclaiming so. At the same time, they are supposed to tell the civil government what they are not supposed to be, and that is the source of salvation. I am Kevin R. Novak, doing what modern churches won't do, and that is proclaim that the civil government school system is a false church and must be abolished. DeconstructingTheColosseum.com.